Hey everybody, you're listening to episode 5 of Savvy Talk, a weekly podcast about communication strategies focused on the Middle East. And I'm joined by your host, Maha Abulanin.
How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, I'm excited for today's episode because we're going to be talking about the power of audio and voice, which I am so passionate about. One of the reasons why I wanted to do this episode today is because I started a podcast and I want to talk about why communicators and businesses should think about audio and about voice when it comes to their communication strategy. So voice is very powerful. It's basically the conversion of content with conversation. So it allows you to do more as a platform that you can't do, for example, through the written word or through video. For communicators, audio is a really good way to do new types of storytelling. So think of all the things that you can do through audio that you can't do through text or the written word or videos, for example. So fitting it into your daily routine, like when you're commuting on the way to work or when you're walking through the airport, instead of watching a video, which you can't really watch and walk at the same time.
Or drive.
You can just pop in a podcast, get some brain candy, and actually learn something new.
I like that phrase, actually, brain candy.
Brain candy?
Yeah, it's cool.
So what we're seeing right now in the market and in the future is a shift from on-demand viewing to on-command living. When the iOS or the mobile phone came about, nobody foresaw the ability to do apps and mobile commerce and all the things that the mobile phone has enabled. Voice is on that up ramp right now. People are going to be able to do services through audio. I was actually at Majid al-Futaim today, and they were talking about the new collaboration they're doing with Will.i.am to build on-demand voice services so people can order their groceries, have it delivered just with a command.
Yeah, and we've been seeing recently as well a lot of investments being made in voice. Not just the tech companies like Google, Apple, and Amazon, you know, Spotify making acquisitions in Gimlet Media for podcast content and Anchor as a podcast platform.
So one of the things I love about podcasts, it's got a lot of genres. Anybody who has any type of interest can find what they love. So fashion, food, fitness, sports, science. I got hooked onto podcasts from the crime shows, and I don't really watch a lot of crime TV, but then I wanted to listen to Serial and Crime Town, and you know, you get hooked by great content. So similar how you were explaining on Netflix, like people went onto Netflix back in the day because they wanted to see House of Cards or Narcos. And then once they got on the platform, they discovered tons of content like documentaries and other content that they love. So Dirty John is a really good example of how audio is disrupting the industry. Dirty John is a podcast that was based on an LA Times reporter story. The podcast became a TV show, and now it's like a tour, and it's really, really popular.
Yeah, I mean, the same thing's true of Serial as well. So the first season has now influenced a new documentary.
Yeah, I mean, I was talking to Gary Vee about this, about voice, and he was telling me that the reason why voice is being adapted so quickly right now is that there's less friction involved. People like to leave voice notes versus texting out a message on WhatsApp. It's more intuitive to how we live and how we work and how we function as humans.
Humans always lean into the things with the least amount of friction. Voice has the least amount of friction.
Okay.
Voice is gonna save time. It's faster to voice than it is to text. It will ultimately win once all the infrastructure is in place. Businesses need to, A, be in the podcast business just to get comfortable with voice dynamics. B, they should probably build their first not very good, not overly expensive skill and briefing on Alexa just to taste it. And it matters because it's where the customer's attention is going to be.
Voice also allows you to customize the format. So you can have short format. So I love my podcast to be short. But I do enjoy listening to like a 2.5 hour podcast and leaving that on during the day. So you can do short format or long format content, which is really creative for brands to figure out what fits best for them. As a personal brand or a company, I wanted to give everyone a couple of tips on how they should be thinking about voice because it's the fastest growing type of content online. And I embraced it, and I think you should too.
So what are some of the considerations I think people should make? Because this is where I think the trick is, right? People are all starting to jump on the bandwagon without fully thinking it through.
So the first step I would recommend everyone to do is to start listening. So consume content to get comfortable with the format and the style. If you like long or short, find a genre that you like. And what do your friends listen to? Ask them what they recommend. The second thing is try to think about what your brand should sound like. You know, not talking about a sonic brand. So like some people have sounds that are the sounds of their brands, like music or taglines. So like everybody knows when Emirates music comes on without even hearing them say Emirates Airline, you know it's Emirates. That's a sonic brand. Now I'm talking about what does your voice sound like on an audio podcast? What does your brand sound like? Are you telling stories about your customers? Are you profiling some of the cool ingenuity or technology that you have? So think about what your brand should sound like in the different format that audio can give you. The third thing you should think about is what would you be passionate about in sharing with others? So as it relates to you or your brand. So are you doing a podcast about cooking, or are you doing a podcast about refugees? Are you a travel company and you want to start profiling great destinations to travel to on a budget? So start painting that picture about what you're passionate about sharing with others, and then go into developing that conversation for them.
Also look around and see what other brands that are similar to yours have done and whether it works or not. Like if you start listening to that, you kind of get a feel of like, oh, this really works. Maybe I should profile my customers versus destinations.
Exactly. And then number four, I would say start recording. So I went to the Apple store and I bought one of these mics that I just plug into my phone. And I just started recording on voice notes just to get comfortable with what am I going to talk about? How do I sound? How do I feel recording? And actually, it's pretty fun, I have to admit.
You remember when we started out just to like share that little behind the scenes, you just sent me like a bunch of different audio saying different things, including like, what's the show going to be about? This is how it sounds like if I interview somebody. Getting comfortable with that makes a big difference when you actually then sit down to record like we're doing now.
Yeah, actually, I started recording in my sister's kitchen and then he's like, sounds like there's a lot of tiles around you. And then he's like, you need to be in somewhere where it's a little bit closed. So I actually went in the storage closet with a bunch of pillows and sat in the dark. I mean, that's how dedicated I was to
sorry
learn.
About that. That's partially my fault.
You want to sit somewhere where there's not a lot of echoey sound around. And if you can sit somewhere where you're not in a kitchen and you have pillows, that helps kind of insulate the
sound. Yeah, it muffles the sounds out and stuff like that, rather than sitting in a room with tiles, which reflects a lot of sound, like just a few basic things.
How did you know I was in the kitchen? Anyways.
It's the echo.
So the fifth thing is to be consistent. So in order to capture and keep your audience, be consistent. So try to pick a day of the week that you want to post your podcast. So try not to do it on the weekends. So we post every Monday. We share and publish every Monday. Pick a day of the week that works for you and try to do it in the second half of the day when people are getting off work and where people have a tendency to go figure out what content's out there they can consume. And then last but not least, I want everyone to think about engaging. So use your podcast to reinforce your brand and engage with audiences that you care about. I always like to say, give me some feedback, give me a review, ask me a question. And so for brands that say, well, I have social media and I have a website, you know, I'm going to get a podcast. Am I going to reach somebody new? You're going to reach a new audience. You're going to get traffic to your website. You're going to have visibility for your brand. You need to be where your consumers are. And consumers are adopting, some of them are online on Snapchat, some of them are on YouTube, some of them are on Instagram, some of them don't do social media at all. And then they go to things like podcasts where they can get their brain candy.
Think about the value you provide to listeners as well, because I think a lot of times when you look at brands, they think of it as another arm of marketing, and you have to be a little bit careful about that. You got to actually provide value to the listeners, otherwise they'll just tune you out after a couple of episodes.
One of the reasons I love podcasts is that they're low cost and they're low risk. If I'm going to shoot a video, I got to do my hair, I got to do my makeup, I got to get a videographer, I got to get lights, I have to have somebody edit it, I have to someone do the music, I have to have someone, you know, cut it down from stories. That's a lot of work. And it costs a lot of money. So video versus audio. Audio is low cost. It's low risk. You can do it anywhere. And it's something you can literally start today. So last thing, just want to leave everyone with is kind of like a beginner's guide of things that they can do to start podcasting. So one is all you need is a phone and a microphone. So you can buy a microphone from any technology or tech store or electronic store. Two, there's a bunch of apps on the internet that you can use to start recording. So Anchor is one, QuickTime for Mac, Audacity is another one. So there's apps on your phone that you can download and start recording today. Third is share it. So you have to upload it to a player. So there's hosting sites that do this. We can put a link in the episode notes to find hosting partners. There's a bunch of companies that do that. If you'd like to start a podcast, we can connect you to Shirog, and we'll put a note in the episode notes. I'm telling everyone to do this. It's super fun. It's a really great way to engage with brands. And then last but not least is promote it. So put it on your social channels. I'm going to put it in my email signature now. Promoting it is easy because all you do is share the link of your podcast, and then people can click on it, listen, and give you feedback straight away.
It's very flexible for people to just jump on and listen to you, especially if you do something that's short. And I mean, as you've seen now already, like, we've got all these reviews coming in that people are very excited that they're able to consume this really quickly.
On that point, I just want to say I'm super grateful for all the feedback I am getting and the reviews, and I really want everyone to continue to give me these gifts. I call feedback gifts, so give me lots of presents. Watch this space, people. There are going to be podcast awards. I saw this year a lot of top podcasts for 2018, so it's becoming more popular and mainstream. I love how people, instead of saying, what do you watch on Netflix? Now people say, which podcast do you listen to? Lastly, before we close, I mean, one of the important things is, as we are in the Middle East, you know, more podcasts being available in Arabic. So we will be having Savvy Talk in Arabic. So stay tuned for that.
So that's all we have for you this week. Thank you so much for tuning in. And we'll be back next week with a brand new episode. You can follow the show in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you like to listen. We're also in streaming apps, Spotify, Deezer, and Ngami. And you can also add us as an Alexa Flash Briefing Skill. For more information, visit digitalandsavvy.com/savvytalk.